From Spark and Anvil and Creature Care, this is Bond, in Chapter 1 of the Creature Care cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The morning the old shelter dog came in, Bond did not reach for medicine. She reached for a chair. She was a tall heron in a mended coat, and she moved slowly, the way herons do. One careful step, then a long, watchful pause. The dog was gray around the muzzle and slow to breathe. Bond crouched by his blanket, folded her long legs under her, and just watched him for a while. She watched how he lay. She watched where he ached to move and where he didn't bother. She watched the small ways his eyes followed the room. A younger helper hovered at the door, holding a tray of bottles. "Aren't you going to do something?" "I am doing something," Bond said, without looking up. "I'm seeing him." She rested one feathered hand lightly on the dog's side and felt it rise and fall. She counted the breaths. She noticed the sun patch on the floor and slid his blanket the small distance into the warmth, and the dog sighed and settled deeper. "Sometimes the care," Bond said quietly, "is a warm floor and a person who stays. That counts too." The helper set down the tray, and not knowing what else to do, sat down on the floor beside her. Together, they watched the old dog breathe in the sun, and the room felt, somehow, less frightening than it had a minute before.
Bond had not always known how to sit still. When she was young and new to the work, she believed care was a race she could always win. Every sick creature was a problem, and every problem had a fix, and if she was quick enough and clever enough, she could fix them all. She loved that belief. It made her feel useful. It made the world feel safe. Then, one long night, a very small, very tired animal came to her, and there was no fix. She tried everything she knew, faster and faster, her heart hammering, and none of it turned the tide. When she finally stopped, breathless, her chest hurt, not from running, but from the awful hollow feeling that she had failed. An older mentor found her there, still holding a bottle she no longer needed. He did not tell her she'd done anything wrong. He said softly, "You're carrying the idea that if you can't cure, you didn't care. Set that down. It's too heavy, and it isn't true." Bond looked at him, miserable. "Your job," he said, "was never only to make the sickness leave. It was to see the whole being, what they need now, tonight, in the body they actually have. Sometimes that need is medicine. Sometimes it's comfort. Sometimes it's simply not being alone." He touched the small, still shape gently. "You gave that. That was care, the most honest kind." Bond didn't feel better all at once, but the hollow feeling had a shape now and a name, and that made it something she could hold instead of something that was crushing her.
She came to Creature Care much later, an elder by then, and the mentor at the gate did not ask her to prove she was fast. He asked, "What is the hardest part of this work?" Bond thought for a long moment. Herons are good at long moments. "Knowing," she said, "that curing is not the only way to care, and being brave enough to say so out loud, gently, to a family who is scared, when the kindest thing left is comfort and closeness and letting an old friend rest." The mentor was quiet. Then he opened the gate wide. "We have healers here who chase every cure," he said. "We needed someone who remembers the ones we can't chase, who stays. Come in, Bond. You belong at the end of the row, where the hardest, most tender questions live." So she took the last workshop, the quiet one, and hung her mended coat by the door.
A girl came to Bond's workshop one afternoon, hugging her knees. Her family's old cat was very sick and very tired, and the vet had used a soft, careful word the girl didn't want to hear. "They want to stop trying," the girl said, and her voice shook. "If we stop, doesn't that mean we're giving up on her?" Bond folded down onto the floor so their eyes were level. She didn't rush. "Let me ask you something," she said. "When your cat was well, what did she love? Sun, and the windowsill, and curling on my bed. And now,
The girl's chin trembled. Now everything hurts her, even being picked up. Bon nodded slowly. So here is the thing that is hard and true. Care was never only about making her stay longer. Care is about her, what her days feel like in the body she has right now. She let that sit. Choosing to stop the hurting isn't giving up on her. It's the last, bravest way of loving her, putting what she feels ahead of how much you want her to stay. That's not failing her, that's seeing her. The girl cried, and Bon let her, and did not fill the silence. It's okay to be sad, Bon said at last. Being this sad only happens because you love her this much. The sadness is the love, turned around. Grown-ups feel it too. There are gentle people whose whole job is to help families through exactly this. You will not have to carry it alone. The girl wiped her face. It still hurts. It does, Bond agreed. It's supposed to. Let's not pretend it doesn't. And she stayed sitting on the floor with the girl until the light went gold.
That evening, when the workshop was empty, the young helper crept back in. How do you do it? They asked. Being near the hardest parts over and over, doesn't it wear you down? Bon stood at the window on her long legs, watching the last bird settle. I used to think this work would break me, she said. The night I couldn't fix everything, I thought I'd never breathe right again. She touched her chest, where the old hollow feeling used to live. But sitting with someone, really seeing them, staying when staying is all there is, that doesn't empty me out. It steadies me. There's a warmth that comes from being fully present with another living thing, even in the sad moments, especially then. The helper thought about the old gray dog in the sun patch and how the room had gone quieter and softer around him. I felt that today, they said, on the floor, when we just watched him breathe. Bon smiled, gentle and settled. That's it. That's the whole thing. She looked out at the dark and did not name the primitive and did not explain the lesson. She only stood there, long-legged and calm, and let the warm being with feeling fill her all the way up. The one that always came from staying close and seeing and not looking away.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bond. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.